Coming up on episode number 929, it is Thursday night, and usually on Thursday nights we do a cover story. Tonight, no exception to the music of Patricia May Andrzejewski. I knew I couldn't pronounce that. Let's call her Pat Benatar for short. That's her stage name. And you're going to hear covers of and by Pat Benatar. It's for her 60th birthday, which is today. Happy birthday, Pat Benatar. Here is the Pat Benatar cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
The times are tough now, just getting tougher. Whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher. Cover me. Come on.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday night. It's Thursday, January 10th, 2013, people. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another edition of Coverville, another cover story edition. Tonight, the music of Pat Benatar. But before we even play one note of that, I'm going to tip my hat to you, the listener, to thank you. Because it is because of you that Coverville won the podcast awards, the People's Choice Podcast Award for Best Music Podcast, just recently at the Podcast Awards Monday night, as a matter of fact, in Las Vegas. Thank you to you for nominating, for voting, for just listening and supporting the show. It means a lot to me, and I don't know how often I do thank you, but it's not enough for all the stuff you do. So thank you, thank you from the bottom of my cover-laden heart. At some point I'll put a shot of the award, the trophy on the website so you can see it and you can share it with me. All right, it is the music of Pat Benatar, who was born 60 years ago today in Brooklyn, New York. Singer, songwriter, musician, vocalist, amazing singer and amazing cover artist. She's actually made several songs popular that were recorded by other artists. You're going to hear a lot of them on the show, and then there's some songs of hers that you're going to hear covered by other people. It's not new to you. You've been here before. You know what we do. Let's start things off with a cover by Everly of a song that was written by Loan and Navarro and recorded by Pat Benatar. She actually did release the initial version, but Loan and Navarro did do a cover of it later on. I'm not going to play their version. I've played it before, but I will play this version by Everly from their album B-Tracks, Volume 3. Here is Everly and We Belong.
Many times I've tried to tell you, many times I've cried alone. Always I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you really, I've invested too much time to give you up that easy to the doubts that come. Just wouldn't know what to do with my strength anyway. Has this become a habit? Do I distort the facts? Now there's just looking forward, and there's no turn. We
a mystery. This sudden darkness fills the air. What are we waiting for? Won't anybody help us? What are we waiting for? We can afford to be innocent. Stand up and face the enemy. It's a do or die situation. We will be invincible. Oh. This shattered dream you cannot justify. We're gonna scream until we're satisfied. What are we running for? We got the right to be angry. What are we running for when there's nowhere we can run to anymore? We can afford to be innocent. Stand up and face the enemy. It's a do or die situation. We will be invincible. And with the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice. It's a do or die situation. We will be invincible. Running for when there's nowhere we can run to anymore. We can afford to be innocent. Stand up and face the enemy. It's a do or die situation. We will be invincible. And with the power of conviction, there is no sacrifice. It's a do or die situation. We will be invincible.
That is Eric Metronome and his cover of Invincible. That one came from his website, ericmetronome.com, but it doesn't look like he's got that site anymore. So you'll have to do a little searching online to find Eric Metronome's new home. But cover there of Invincible. What was that? The Legend of Billie Jean, I believe, is the movie that Pat Benatar wrote that song for, recorded that song for. Great Helen... was it Helen Slater? Is that right? Helen Slater film? I hope that's right. Otherwise, I know the tadpole is going to be on me. Invincible, right there by Eric Metronome. Right before that, Pet Benatar and her cover of Kate Bush's Wuthering Heights, which personally I prefer to the original. I really, really like Pat's vocals on that song. Very, very strong. And... so powerful in that tune. Really, really like that. You'll find that on her 1980 album, Crimes of Passion. A bunch of her early albums had a cover or two intermixed within the songs, some of which became singles. Some of the covers became singles. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Fire and Ice by Rasputina. That one from their 2003 collection, The Lost and Found, second edition. And we start off the set with We Belong by Everly from their 2010 release, B-Tracks, Volume 3. Well, Coverville is very happy to announce, a new sponsor for today's episode, Squarespace. Great product. If you haven't checked out Squarespace, or if you haven't checked out Squarespace in a long time, it's really worth looking at. It's a do-it-yourself website builder that allows you to make a website or a custom blog, whatever you want, in just a few minutes. They give you a free domain name, they handle all the hosting for you, and their customer support is 24 hours and so very helpful. It's all drag and drop. You choose templates, and then you just choose the items that you want to appear on those templates. Just drag them right from the template onto your site. Pick the photos that you want. Pick the links that you want, things like that. And it is just a fantastic, fantastic way to build extraordinary and exceptional websites. Now, another thing that's really cool about Squarespace is that it is content aware. Do you know what that means? It means that if you look at the website on your iPad, your iPhone, a tablet, whatever, it's going to look right. It's going to reconfigure your website to look correct on whatever device you look at it on, or your viewers look at it on. They've got three different plans with the best value, unlimited pages, galleries, blogs, unlimited storage, bandwidth, and contributions. Now, if you go to squarespace.com/coverville, start a free trial. You don't need a credit card. Just try it out. And if you do decide to purchase, click enter an offer code. There's a little button there that says enter an offer code right below the pricing at checkout. Enter the offer code COVERVILLE1, that's COVERVILLE, and the number one, and you get 10% off of your order. That's squarespace.com/COVERVILLE, offer code COVERVILLE, number one. Squarespace, everything you need to build exceptional websites. All right, let's go to the next set of music here, and we're going to kick things off with a song that... well, at least the Pat Benatar version was the second video ever played on MTV. Yes, she was the first woman ever played on MTV, being the second video ever played way back August 1st, 1981. It was a cover of this song right here, which the version you're going to hear right now, originally done by the Young Rascals. This is a version by a band called Listen that was released in the late 60s, early 70s. The band Listen featured a young Robert Plant, a pre-Led Zeppelin Robert Plant, and the CBS executives, the record space executives, I'm sorry, the record executives, decided to slow down the vocals a little bit on the album to give Robert Plant's voice a more deeper, bassier kind of soulful tone. So when you listen to this and you're saying, this doesn't sound like Robert Plant, if you speed up the podcast a little bit, about, I don't know, I think 112%, then you'll start to hear it sound a lot more like Robert Plant. Here is Listen featuring a young Robert Plant with their cover of You'd Better Run.
Yours. Now I'm closing all the doors. What you trying to do to my heart?
You better run.
You trying to do to my soul? Every time I see your face, see you in another place. What you trying to do to my soul? Yeah.
You better run.
Can't you see? Don't you know? I can't stand your alibis. Tell lies. Tell me why. Said I want you back home. Yeah. Let me come out of you, girl.
trying to do to my head. Every time I see your face, I see you in another place. What you trying to do to my head?
You better run.
I keep on walking. Gotta get away from you. Cause I've got to leave you, girl.
And the young, they say slow down, show down, but our time will surely come. The hungry hunter, he makes his laws with the barrel of a gun. We're running through the shadows of the night, so come and take my hand, we'll be all right. And if I have to stand and brave the fight, I will win in the end. I'm so tired of hearing lies. How our friends misspent their youth. Now they get old, they stay at home with their Valiums and Vermouth. You know we gotta make a life somewhere. Gotta get out of this trap. We're running through the shadows of the night. So come and take my hand, we'll be alright. And if I have to stand and brave the fight, I will win in the end. You know you gotta make a stand sometime. It takes guts to live in this world. We're running through the shadows of the night. So come and take my hand, we'll be alright. And if I have to stand and brave the fight, I will win in the end. We're running through the shadows of the night. So come and take my hand, we'll be alright. If I have to stand and brave the fight, I will win.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
couple songs in that set were tunes that Pat Benatar turned into hits. Right there, All Fired Up by Rattling Sabres, an Australian band. And you'll actually find that on a CD called All Fired Up, The Lost Treasures of Australian Music from 1987. Rattling Sabres and their cover of All Fired Up. Before that, Shadows of the Night by the original writer of that song, the original performer, D.L. Byron, who re-released that acoustic version that you heard right there on his 2003 album, Exploding Plastic Inevitable. And poor D.L. Byron really got D.L. Byron really got a bad shake from all this. He was a big fan of groups like the Beatles and the Byrds, Bob Dylan, and was signed by Arista Records, hoping to turn him into like an Elvis Costello, Graham Parker kind of artist. He released a few albums. He wrote a few songs, including that Shadows of the Night song. And his label said, you know, we don't think you're terribly commercially successful, and put him on suspension. In the meantime, during that year of suspension, Pat Benatar used the song as her opening track on Get Nervous from 1982 and went on to sell 4 million copies. Poor D.L. Byron missed out. Rated X by Pat Benatar, that is from her 1979 album In the Heat of the Night, her debut album, and it's a cover of Nick Gilder, who had a big hit with Hot Child in the City, if you remember him. And You'd Better Run, originally by the Young Rascals, famously covered by Pat Benatar. That's a version right there by Listen, featuring a young Robert Plant. As a matter of fact, this is the first song, the first recorded song featuring Robert Plant's vocals, and you'll find it on Robert Plant's album, 66 to Timbuktu. Coverville today is brought to you by Think Geek, thinkgeek.com. They're currently having a hoodie sale, 30% off your purchase from their hoodie collection. Great stuff like the Boba Fett hoodie, which looks just like Mandalorian armor if it were made out of fabric. The Captain America hoodie, which is also fantastic. Or the Portal 2 Test Candidate hoodie. If you're a Portal 2 fan, that's just the thing you need. Of course, they've got a bunch of Big Bang Theory hoodies, Stormtrooper, Batman, Sith, Soft Kitty, all this great stuff, all on sale right now for 30% off. Here's what you do. Go to coverville.com, go over to the right side of the page, and click the link for thinkgeek.com. Buying anything from the store using that link gets you great stuff from ThinkGeek, and of course gets me a little bit of a kickback. So check it out right now. That's thinkgeek.com, stuff for smart masses. Last set of music here, and the first track we're going to do for the last set is a cover of Love is a Battlefield. I think one of my favorite, one of many people's favorite Pat Benatar songs, I think. This one comes from Heather Doobie's debut album, which came out in 2006. Although, if you're searching for it on Amazon, you won't find this track. What you'll have to do is buy the last track on the album. This is actually a hidden track that's part of that last track. Here is Heather Doobie and her cover of Love is a Love is a Battlefield.
mastery of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, let's see how you do it. Put up your dukes, let's get down to it. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. You come on with your karma, you don't fight fair. That's okay, see if I care. Knock me down, it's all in vain. I get right back on my feet again. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Well, you're a real tough cookie with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. Before I put another notch in my lipstick case, you better make sure you put me in my place. Hit me with your best shot. Why don't you hit me with your best shot? Hit me with your best shot. Fire away. Why don't you hit me, hit me, hit me with your best shot? Hit me. Fire away.
Ooh,
Pat Benatar's cover of Alan Parsons' Don't Let It Show. What a just a powerhouse voice on Pat Benatar there. That is also from her 1984. I'm pretty sure that album came out in 1978. I want to say it was 1978. In the Heat of the Night, album that had quite a few covers on it, including a version of I Need a Lover that was originally done by John Cougar Mellencamp and covered by Pat Benatar, subtracting the 2.5 minute intro that John had on his version. Right before that, you heard Isabel Rose's cover of Hit Me With Your Best Shot. You know how I love just the subtle combination of an upright bass and a woman's voice. It's just fantastic. That one came from a 2010 album of the same name. Tav, right before that, T-A-V-E, either Swedish or Norwegian singer, I believe, who recorded that solo, although she was a member of Peaches, and also, if you remember, the Pet Shop Boys cover group West End Girls. She was the other half of that. Promises in the Dark, single from Tav, and then Love is a Battlefield by Heather Doobie from her self-titled album from 2006. It's a secret bonus track, so you got to make sure you, at the very least, buy the last song on the album, which I believe is 9 minutes long, to get that Love is a Battlefield cover by Heather Doobie. That is going to do it, though, for this edition of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. You can reach me at requests@coverville.com. requests@coverville.com is the email address. Send in your requests, your ideas, your suggestions, whatever. This show, as a matter of fact, was requested by Paul. So thank you, Paul, for suggesting this. I hope you enjoyed it. It was kind of a last-minute thing, so it worked out very, very well. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or you can visit coverville.com, your one-stop shop for everything cover song-related. Databases, you can search for your favorite covers, you can download all of the archives, or you can make it a lot easier on yourself and just buy the DVD. The first 900 episodes of Coverville available on a DVD. Just go to coverville.com and click on the store link at the very top of the page. We'll be back on Tuesday with another edition of the show, probably an indie hodgepodge. Haven't done one of those so far this year, so stick around for that. That'll be next week. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville's a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, CacheFly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about that by going to frogpants.com, where you'll hear podcasts so good, none of them is a heartbreaker.
Program so good, it's like you're there!